This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall off of 30. And let's just say, you know, the bridge is probably fine by now. So you should go ahead and drive on out. Plus, if you want to text us, 877-881-1053 on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. That is also the number to call, 877-881-1053. If you want to hang out with us at Jared's event on Sunday, Swinging for a Cause at Globe Life Field, minimum bid starts at $1,500. And right now, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Boy, you guys are expensive.
We are very much in demand and very popular, Mickey. So congratulations for hitching your wagon to the right show.
That's right. Finally.
Except we don't have any bids on that yet. So, you know, we got to work on that.
Well, what are they doing? Well, probably, you know, come on. Let's go.
It's probably because we shook them all down for money last week. We asked Jerry about it. Mike has said some amazing things. So many people have immediately jumped out and talked about how important Zach Martin is both on the field and off the field. I know we had an opportunity to talk about this a little bit yesterday, but can you give us any more insight, whether it's from one of the players, yourself, or whoever, about what Zach Martin means to this team on and off the field?
Yeah, I think we know what he means to him on the field, right?
Yeah.
We've seen that for 11 seasons. I think just as a leader in the locker room, you know, and he's not a big rah-rah yell guy. I think just guys looking at him, how he conducts himself, the consistency, not only in his play, but, you know, in the locker room, in the weight room, at practice. I think that most of those guys realize that. I know Tyler Smith was talking about it, and I think the word he kept using was consistency, and he learned that, you know, that's the key to kind of, you know, lasting in this league. And then I think the other thing is those guys really appreciated what he went through from, you know, early in training camp to now, trying to play through that ankle and other things that were bothering him, to get out there and, you know, give his best and never make any excuses for, you know, some of the stuff he couldn't do. I mean, if you think about the importance of your right foot as a right guard, and just, you know, the balance you need with it, the action you need with it, the pressure you have to put on it. And you could see sometimes that, you know, he couldn't keep his foot on the ground. It just hurt too much. But he didn't complain, and he kept trying. And I think that the guys appreciate that effort to try to, you know, it's not about him. It was to try to help the team. And I thought Mike McCarthy the other day, and I don't know if I said this to you guys or not, said it best when he said, you know, his illustration is what makes that offensive line room what it is. And I think that's a great compliment for a guy that's been that way his entire career.
Yeah, it has seemed, Kevin, like they're, like, you walk into Ravens, you know the culture there. It always seemed like the Cowboys' offensive line culture has been, you know, him, Tyron, Travis Frederick, what they built there always kind of mattered, especially when you hear the other guys talk. When you hear Tyler Smith walk in and the way he talks, you're like, oh, yeah, he's been around this group for a minute now. Mickey, I believe it was yesterday, Micah was basically saying that he rolls out of bed and gets 10.5 sacks a year. So what? Like, what's his? Well, he's looking at 17 right now.
17 now.
How realistic is this?
He's got a ways to go, but you know what? In the four games he's returned, he's got 5.5, and you know, and just his presence on the field. Think about this. And so, in these four games that he's played, the team has 16 sacks.
Okay.
And I saw a note that said that that's tied for the most team sacks in these past four games across the league.
Yes.
So you can see that's obviously made a difference, you know, on the team. And I would say, you know, what they've done defensively, at least these last two games, you can see it starting to build. So, I don't know. You know what exactly he can get to, but God bless him for trying, and keeping it up and not saying, oh well, I can't get that. I missed four games, and that's not possible. And I don't think that's not possible is in his vocabulary. So yeah, he means a heck of a lot.
Except for shutting down the podcast.
Yes, that's good.
No, I would never do that.
And you know the fact that. You know, when they got to play somebody like Joe Burrow, he steps up, you know, on Thursday and said, I've got to be at my best. I've got to be the best player on the field because it's going to take a heck of an effort to for the Cowboys to slow down that offense.
Regarding him and that effort to do that and what he's done so far, it doesn't feel like it's been a – you know, singular mindset of his, though. Like, it always felt last year, like, I'm pass rusher. That's what I'm here to do. Run game, I'm not doing that. It seems like he's bought into what Zimmer's saying on the other parts of the game here.
Yeah, about setting the edge, right?
You
got to be able to stop the run. You can't be chasing tackles for losses. You can't be chasing sacks all the time. Part of the responsibility for defensive ends is to make sure they're turning everything back inside. And I think he's done a better job of that. And I think he's done a better job when they've used him standing up in the middle, pass rushing, and make sure he's in his lane, right? So if they have to overcommit to stop him, then somebody else has got an opening, and you know, you do a little bit of sacrificing for the good of the team if you stay where you're supposed to go. And that was one of the things I think Mike Zimmer was emphasizing to him the start of the year. You know, if we're gonna kind of flip you and inside from outside, then you got to do your job because the other guys are counting on you to be there, and the linebackers can fill where that opening should be if they double team you. And I think he has done a better job of that, and maybe from a football standpoint, he's maturing along the way.
How much fun is the combination of Mike and DeMarvion over?
Oh, I think that's I mean, it's been obvious, right?
Oh, my God,
because
I love it.
You know, with Micah back on the field, Overshown has really stepped up. So it causes a problem on offenses. You know, when I'm looking and, you know, we see the interception, the batted pass, interception, returns for a touchdown. We see a sack here and there. He's got 29 tackles in four games since Micah returned. So he's been even more productive, and to have two of those guys, you know, either you stack them up on one side and you can't double team both of them, that would take four guys, right? Or you got the guy on the other side, and again, if you're going to shift your blocking schemes over to take care of Micah, well, now who's taking care of Overshown? And as Micah pointed out, the best thing about that batted pass, you know, interception, return for a touchdown, was the fact that he was blitzing and he defeated the block of the running back. He just went right through the guy and destroyed him, so enabled him to get up in the air to block the pass and then, you know, have the wherewithal to pick it off and go. So, yeah, that's a pretty good combination. And by golly, they're going to need it on Monday night playing against that offense.
And So we were talking about this earlier. It's still confusing to a certain point how the Bengals are 4-8 when they have all the offensive weapons and they have the leading sack getter in the league. Like, I realize their defense is terrible otherwise, but it is confusing to be like, our defense is the worst, but man, we got somebody who's great at getting to the quarterback.
Yeah, and they just seem to, you know, give up points and you know, in bushel baskets full. You know, the other thing that they have struggled with, and, you know, the offensive line hasn't been the best. Even though they've put up those numbers and Burrow's put up the numbers that he has, but God bless him, he's under siege.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like so much, and I was watching somebody on the board there illustrating one of the plays, and one of the things that he's really good at is that when he's trying to avoid pressure and he's moving around in the pocket, his eyes are downfield. He never loses contact with where his guys are, you know, unless he's getting
sacked. And he steps
up
into the pocket,
too.
Yeah,
he steps way up, and he'll step over. And, you know, a credit to him. But the fact that, you know, they've been, you know, needing to score, you know, 30-some points a game to try to win, and then they're losing 7 of their 8 games by 1 score. So they're kind of right there. They just haven't been able to, you know, close or you know, hold the lead at the end. Yeah, it's the weirdest stat ever that they're 4-8, and you look at their numbers offensively. And like you said, and with Hendrickson also on defense, it doesn't make a lot of sense. And you know, good for Micah to step up and say if their record had been reversed, Joe Burrow would be the leading MVP candidate. And he said, basically, in my mind, he's the leading MVP candidate on offense.
Now, you used the term under siege when it came to Burrow and this offensive line. I want to ask you a totally different question. Have you ever seen the 1992 motion picture Under Siege, starring Steve Seagal? Yeah, he plays a cook on a battleship, and Tommy Lee Jones and some other no good nicks, they take over the battleship, but they didn't know that the cook is about to tell them what's up. Have you ever seen this motion picture?
No, I have not.
You need to. It's fantastic.
It's really terrible.
No, it's awesome.
If you decide that you've just given up on being productive as a human, check it out. It's not good, but it'll probably entertain you for an hour and 45 minutes, give or take.
I'm going to write down those words, under siege, right?
You should
know what I opened a can of worms.
Don't look up any reviews or anything.
I think he's writing it down to remember to not watch it.
Okay. That is very smart, very smart. All right, thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again on Monday.
Monday, game day, be there.
That's right. There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. Corey, sometimes that's just how my brain works.
The first thing I thought was that movie, too.
Was it really?
Yeah.
What was the first thing you think about that movie? Be honest.
She was pretty.
Uh-huh.
Was that late 80s, early 90s?
Early 90s.
Yeah. I mean, she's exactly what an early 90s star looks like.
She popped out of the cake.
Mm-hmm.
She's stripping on a battleship.
Okay, Kevin.
That's weird, right? Like, I don't know. If you've never seen the movie.
From the 214, the cake scene. That was
yes. Okay, look. I get it. I'm not saying it's a good movie whatsoever.
From the 940, great American film. Boobies, too. I don't know what that means.
It probably mean boobies, I'm guessing. Would be.
From the 254, that chick pops out of the cake.
Yes. Look. I've seen that movie just because of the time period in which I grew up. And
you
there
tried
was a time
sending Mickey Spagnola into that situation,
he's
Kevin.
He's not going to watch that movie. You know what? What if he came back on Monday and he's like, all right, I got notes about this. And
I
watched Under Siege. I'd be really excited to have that conversation. All right. Now, this is an unfortunate conversation. Obviously, we've made some allusions to it, discussed it for just a second. If you can go ahead and fire off cut number five for me, please, Alec.
Backdoor feed, shot, score! Sagan somehow found a window. The beat goes on for Tyler Sagan, and Dallas has doubled their lead.
Now, I know we talked about Tyler Sagan from an injury standpoint, but what was interesting was the salary cap perspective.
Ooh.
So, hockey does it differently than some of the other sports in terms of once they move him.
What team did you guys get mad at last year? Was it Vegas?
Yes. And this is the exact same kind of logic, although it felt like they might have manipulated that injury situation a little bit, where this is straight up Tyler Sagan's out 4 to 6 months. And that's like, that might be optimistic. So I know some people are like, maybe he could be back for the playoffs. I wouldn't count on it. I mean, that would be great. But I wouldn't count on it.
Tyler Sagan's always been a fast healer, Kevin.
Is that accurate?
Nope.
But it would clear up theoretically a prorated cap slot of $9.85 million, which I believe at this point in time would be about $6.5 million. So while that does suck that he's going to be out, and obviously their coach talked a lot about how important he is not only on the ice but in the room, much like Zach Martin, you do have an opportunity to perhaps make another run, to Mike's point, that did agitate me with Las Vegas. Now you have the opportunity. This feels like a more legitimate use of the injury clause than perhaps Vegas is like, well, he maybe can't
play. We have some older players
that
cannot make it through an 82-game season, but they are still solid players in the league.
Yeah.
So is this the point where you tell Jamie Benn? When do you tell Jamie Benn to fake his injury so you get his money?
If he was on Vegas, that's what it felt like they did. And so I just wanted to throw that note out there if you were curious and you didn't know that hockey has a kind of a different operational system, salary cap-wise. So once they move him off the injured reserve to the long-term injured reserve, that cap space will theoretically be available if they want to use it. I assume that they would.
I'm sure that Hockey Hawk will chime in and text us on this one, but I did see Kevin, 30-goal scorer each of the last three seasons. Brock Nelson is an unrestricted free agent. It sounds like both Dallas and Minnesota are keeping an eye on potentially signing that guy, and he'll have a lot of interest in him.
And that's one of the tough things. It's like, by no means are you like, oh, well, maybe it's okay that Tyler Seguin got. But you have to move on.
Yeah.
Like, you've talked about that before. You can love and be sad for Tyler Seguin all you want, but you're like, okay, well, what are you going to do about it?
And so cry about it.
That, okay, yes.
Or sign some people and win them a damn cup.
And so that sounds like a potential option. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall. Of 30.
Starting to move.
If you want to come out and see us. Coming up next, though, LeVar Ball. Remember him? Masterpiece, son, and ESPN. Do any of these folks deserve Forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. Let's do it next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Rockwall on a shout-out Friday. I want to read a shout-out to you real quick. Obviously, Peace-a-thon was last week, and we got this amazing message from Randy. I went to MP today to get the Rocket Ishmael jersey I won during Peace-a-thon. That was the coolest time I've had in a while. You and Corey are inspirational guys. Love the work that they're doing at My Possibilities, and y'all are supporting yearly. Just another reason I'll forever be a listener. Keep rocking, y'all. That's so cool. I said, hey, I appreciate you bidding. Thank you even more for supporting My Possibilities.
Oh, yeah, and the note is we really need that emotionally to help us go.
Almost
at the end of this year, he was looking at me in the parking lot going, if we even do it next year. And I was like,
that actually is a factually accurate statement.
From the 812. I'm sorry. I wanted to give a shout out to Preston at Discount Tire in Plano. He was taking care of our tires this morning with Adrian's car. And he was like, hey, by the way, are you Corey's wife? And she was like, I am. And so shout out to Preston for what he's doing out there, making sure everybody's tires are nice and set up.
Very nice.
And then, Kevin, I saw this from the 812. I need forgiveness from Mike and Corey. All this time, I thought they were goofballs on this show, but Monday and Tuesday showed me different. They were laser-focused.
It's really ruined my week.
Yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
We had to work
I'm the one who's causing this?
Yes.
It feels like I've worked 7 days this
week.
Yeah,
it feels like I've worked,
Dude, it's how I feel every week.
I feel like the work Except week is
getting
longer.
That's what you signed up for.
Yeah.
How did you not sign up for this?
It's not in my deal.
Yeah, I signed up to work some. Not all, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and like kind of show up and be part of the show, but not necessarily have to be the focus part, you know?
I signed up to show up.
That was a tough job.
I do that most of the time.
Okay. So I guess I need forgiveness for causing up.
You're the one, Kevin, that whenever we get out of focus, you clap your hands real loud. You're like, get together, guys. And so usually we're waiting on that. I had to be that. Mike had to be that on Monday.
But it sounds like you guys did a great job with that.
I need forgiveness because I have to sit next to Kevin during these shows at Buffalo Wild Wings, and he can look at my computer and see what I'm goofing off looking at during the show.
He's looking up a pasta mobile.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
I usually, honestly, Mike, anytime I look over at you and you're just like off in your own world, I'm like, I wonder what eBay card he's looking for right now. So I do just kind of assume that. Now, let's bring in another person who deserves a shout out for the second straight day. Joining the KNC Masterpiece, ladies and gentlemen, Peyton Russell, everybody.
What's up, guys?
How the heck are you now?
Peyton, I have questions.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Kevin, to interrupt.
Oh, no, I was just going to ask how triumphant his last 24 hours have been.
Yeah.
Very upsetting. Yeah, I can tell you what, though, being here today, because 24 hours ago, talking to you guys, and I just got to point out this is more airtime than Alec has had this whole week.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
Last 2 days.
I mean, I did have two segments, you know.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Every week.
That's right.
11:20.
But I, when I was talking to you yesterday, I could not feel my lips. I could not feel my face when I was talking to you. So it feels good to actually be able to feel what I'm saying, what I'm actually talking about here. But I feel great. I'm healthy. I'm recovered. Not going to eat that again.
Yeah.
That was hot.
After just taking one bite and not even being able to swallow the whole bite, that was amazing what you were able to accomplish. I can't believe you're able to do that because
the whole thing.
That was, for me, miserable the rest of the day, just kind of in my chest area. And I was like, I can't imagine. One, I'm happy I didn't just eat that whole bite. Two, I was like, I can't imagine eating 4 bites of that. And pretty much it's a 4-bite tender. And I'm amazed by what you're able to accomplish, and I'm glad I didn't come close to accomplishing it.
Well, I'm glad, Mike. I'm glad. I hope I gained a lot of respect from people. But the deal was, what I made with Sean R.J. Bobby was I was supposed to do an entire sandwich of that. I couldn't imagine doing basically three or four tenders of that thing. And so they put like $100 on the line that I couldn't do a sandwich. So when I did the tender, I think they took back their initial bet. So
Do they need Forgiveness Friday for deceiving
you? Yeah, that's BS, like, because I would say this. If you don't believe the tender is worth $100 from what you accomplished, we can go back to Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp, and it's an amazing place. Unbelievable meals we had yesterday. But if you're like, all right, fine, the tender is worthless. It's not that hard to do. RJ and Sean, you each get a bite of that tender and see how worthless that bite is. Or you can give me the $100 you guys promised.
I mean, or you can do the blazing thing today.
I was
today,
just
right
about to ask if you'll do a challenge.
Just be challenge man. Some peer pressure happening here. I like
this. Stomach, Peyton could start handling this if you do this on a daily basis.
He's closer to home,
See, what I'm hearing, though, is he was like, Palmer's, that's fine, I could do that, that was easy. But Buffalo Wild Wings is too tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's you have any folks that think they have iron stomachs, palates, whatever, it sounds like Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to go to put yourself to the test.
Man, I've always wanted to do the Buffalo Wild Wings challenge, the Blazing challenge, but back-to-back days on that kind of heat for my stomach, I think it put me in the grave. I really do.
All right,
but you know what?
I wonder if there's like, if we could Google like doing heat challenges on back-to-back days is not recommended, or it's very recommended.
That feels like not recommended, right?
Mm-hmm. Now, Peyton, my sister graduated from Rockwall High School. My mom lived out here. Now she's in Fate. And I used to work out here. But I've always wondered this. Where is the rock wall? Is there an actual wall out here? Have you ever been to this rock wall in Rockwall?
You know, so I've lived here since 2020, so I'm still relatively new. I was in Mansfield for the
first 20 years.
Yeah. And you haven't ventured out and looked around for the rock?
Well, in downtown Rockwall, there's a bunch of like statues and stuff over there, but I don't think there's an actual wall that's a rock. You know?
Okay.
I think it's just the name of the city.
Corey, yeah, people just text in and let me know. I'd really appreciate it.
Right, but the lake is like right over there. I'm sure you saw it. Yeah.
Do you think it's weird that Rockwall has a movie theater with a fancier than necessary fountain? Now, don't get me wrong. I really like the fountain, but it feels out of place at like the Cinemark 12 or whatever.
It's a nice fountain. Hey, sometimes you go there at a different hour and there's people swimming in there. So you know what?
What?
Maybe you'll have to stay here after the show, Corey. Or Kevin, whatever your name is. Yeah.
I've been to that theater several times. I've never seen that. I want.
It's good for pictures. It's great for pictures.
Like in Dr. T and the Ladies when Farrah Fawcett jumped
in the Dr. T and the Women?
Yeah, the North Park Mall. She jumped in there and was swimming around with no clothes on.
100%. I've never seen that movie.
And one of our old coworkers' aunts was in that movie. She was getting a breast exam.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. I do remember that. All right.
Like you just got caught in the movie?
No.
I think it was an actress.
She's an actress.
She's getting a breast exam, and they accidentally caught it, and they're like, yeah, it's just part of the movie now.
No, he was a breast examiner.
Now, Peyton, is there anybody who needs to ask you for forgiveness, or do you need to ask for forgiveness from anybody?
Man, it'd be my girlfriend because
Is that still going?
It's still going.
Wow.
We're a little over a year now. No, but I need to ask for her forgiveness because I am forcing her to wrap the Christmas presents.
Mm.
I'll buy the presents, but like I just hand them to her, and then she's the one that's wrapping. Yeah, exactly. You know? The laundry still hasn't done, but you know that's okay. Maybe I'll ask for forgiveness about that.
I haven't looked around Rockwall because it's only been 4 years. 1 year with this girl that you're like, I know exactly what should be happening.
But yeah, like I'm so bad at wrapping gifts. And so it's like, I'll just give it to someone else. You know?
Are you better at actually wrapping than you would wrapping gifts?
What do you mean by that? Oh,
that's
wrapping?
Fine.
Oh, like, yeah, oh, I gotcha.
No. Look at Peyton. No.
Whoa, what does that mean?
He's not like Post Malone or something.
You know what? If you did like a karaoke, I think I could go pretty hard doing that.
Have you ever thought about, I'm just going to put all of the gifts I get into bags and then put the tissue paper on top to eliminate the wrapping?
See, I feel like most people are against that, though. Is that lazy, though? Do you think, is that lazy to do the...
Looks like or what you're getting?
I feel like as an adult, I don't care at all if it's wrapped in paper or if it's in a bag. That doesn't matter. I think as a kid, Kids want to unwrap gifts.
Okay. Yeah.
But see, I think as an adult, we don't care if it's in a sack or if it's wrapped in paper.
That makes sense. Okay, I'll take that advice, Mike. No.
My wife had the most genius idea. She's wrapped all the Christmas books that we have and put them in a little basket. And every night before Noah has to go to bed, he gets to go run and unwrap a present. He hasn't figured out yet that it's always going to be a book.
Yeah.
But so he's still pretty fired up. I don't know if he'll be fired up in like 2 weeks or not.
Can he read yet?
He cannot read the books. We read the books to him. Geez. I know it's a big disappointment, but he's excited. He's like, yay, present.
And how's your lover doing health-wise today?
She is feeling better, but still not super great.
I hope you do love her. Hey,
I do love her,
Kevin,
yes.
I am finding out there is a 20-mile rock wall underground here in Rockwall. That's where it comes from. Yeah, there's a big old...
Really?
Yeah, there's a... And some people... Is it part of underneath the lake, too? Yeah, so it extends about 20 miles, and nobody knows where it came from is the ancient story here. But it was on it was actually on the History Channel.
The ancient story? I feel like Rockwall's 100 years old.
I don't know, man. They said ancient story, ancient history here. I don't know.
From the 972, does my wife need forgiveness for purchasing 2 20-foot inflatable Christmas decorations, Santa and a reindeer, that are now in our front yard? I think she deserves a high five or congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, high fives are very important for
that.
Yeah, it's easy. They're easy to put up. You get them up easy, and you can store them pretty easily.
You feel okay about the ridiculously large inflatables in the front yard?
I
do, too.
You know what I'm really like? I really love is these huge skeletons that they have for Halloween time. I'm like, hey, but I love when they all-purpose that, and they're like, let's put some Santa hat on that one. Let's put some Easter bunny ears on it. They just
Jack
leave it up year-round. Yeah, I
used
love
to care
that.
So much about Christmas, decorating Christmas around the house and outside the house, and
what
I
happened?
Don't care anymore.
Why not? When did it change?
I don't know. I think because our daughter is at college, our two boys are now in high school, and I don't think they care as much about what's outside or inside the house. I'm like, I don't really care either.
Huh. Okay.
In fact, there's a little bit of me, not a lot, but a little, a small percentage, like 10%, that's like, do we need to even get out the Christmas stuff?
Oh,
I know.
Come on. That's sad.
Let me ask you. I know this is not a good I'm not asking this as a bad question.
Okay. I'm being more jolly
this year.
If
you guys didn't have Noah, how much Christmas decorating would you do if you just had Brandon, who's 19, almost 20 years old?
He is 20, but no, I got you. I probably still a lot. I actually really like it. It's the same thing with Halloween. Now, you're right. Doing all the stuff, you're much more motivated because Noah's like, he'll look around and he'll go, oh, so cool. And so, like, that really helps. But I do really like
The way Mike really wanted to ask that is, if you're Derek Holland and you're by yourself, are you putting up a Christmas tree for just you? Or are you putting it up for, like, how are you handling that, Kevin? When you were a single man. You still have Brandon, but...
Yeah.
Are you a single man throwing up a Christmas tree?
Oh, see, that's tough to say because when I was a single man, obviously it was mostly... after Brandon had been born, and before that I was too young to make any logical decisions, which is probably what led to Brandon in the first place. But he loved the tree and everything going up, so of course I did as well. Now, from the 903, I'm with you, Mike. I love Jesus, but otherwise, bah humbug.
Mm.
Oh, man. From the
I want to just make, we do have the tree up. We do have lights outside, but there's less than there has been in the past. And I just don't find myself as motivated because of the age of kids.
My street doesn't do a lot of it.
Yeah.
My neighborhood is not very active with decorations. So that's another reason I'm like, well. Hmm.
From the 214, do I need forgiveness? I'm 42, but I still think Zach Martin is better than Larry Allen.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Man, that's tough. I know.
That is an interesting conversation.
He's, what, 7 pro or all pros, and Larry Allen has like 4?
Am I wrong
about maybe 6?
I thought he had.
Maybe it's 6. But yeah, like I was looking at it this morning. He could be the best cowboy ever. He definitely could be. Zach Martin could go down in history as one of the best Cowboys ever.
Yeah, Larry Allen has 6 teams and 1 second.
Okay, and Zach Martin has 7. So that's like
teams, yep.
That's impressive, dude. Like that's an impressive resume where he's just been that dominant since he walked into the league. He walks in and everybody's just like he's the best there is. And yeah, I'd love to have 2 different coaches that have coached both of those guys.
We will
had a chance.
Yeah, we will work on that. Now, Peyton, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that LeVar Ball deserves forgiveness. You remember him?
Yes, I do. And I'm going to say no already. Okay. I don't know what he did again, okay. But I'm going
to
say no.
Lonzo Ball, who's obviously been fighting for 3 years now to get healthy and be back in the NBA, said that the Big Baller Brand shoes are probably at least in part to blame for his injury woes because, quote, they were like kickball shoes. All right, couple of things. Does he deserve forgiveness? And do you know anyone who owns a pair of shoes specifically for kickball?
No, I don't think they make kickball shoes.
I didn't either,
but... I was just kicking my regular tennis shoes.
I bet they have kickball shoes. I don't know where.
Are they? You think they're bigger? You think is there more air in them? I don't know.
Like clown shoes? Are you going to Amazon right now? I'm sure they are.
If there's a deal, I mean, if they look good, I might wear them as regular tennis shoes.
Okay. I bet there are kickball-specific shoes.
It seems like they're kind of turfy soccer shoes.
Okay, so... More like soccer shoes than anything, yeah. I suppose. All right, Corey, is there anything you need to ask for forgiveness for or need forgiveness
for? Yeah, from the 214, Kevin, Corey, and Mike need to ask forgiveness for letting Peyton's food get cold.
Oh, crap. So, is your food already here?
His food's getting over there.
It was in the back.
Right,
that's
now,
okay.
So maybe
we're
that's
sorry. Go eat your food.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought you'd want it cold after yesterday.
I need something cold after
I'm sorry about that, Peyton. Thank you very much for
jumping
on with us.
Thank y'all for having me.
Man.
I don't know if I need forgiveness or congratulations. I've been... trying to listen to myself more and less and then decide should I say it or shouldn't I say it.
Was like regarding what?
Just
like
on air?
Yeah, just things in my head like should I say it or shouldn't I say it? And I don't know if I'm just like, should I say like my grievances with certain people or should I just don't say them?
I think you should say one of your grievances.
Yeah, is it with me? Say it.
No. It's kind of like watching my son play basketball. I'm very critical in my head of the coaches. And I'm like, in my mind,
How much does it help if I go
inside my mind. I feel like at times I know way more than people know.
Okay.
And I'm like, I know way more than you. I can probably help you, or you shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should help them by saying, you're a young man. You shouldn't be doing this.
In my experience,
like,
is what I would say.
Should I say that to that person? I don't think I should, but I'm also thinking he is wasting his time by doing this.
Right. Mm.
Because he's not meant to do this. I can tell you right now, at 47 years old, I feel like this is very egocentric of me. I know a lot about sports. I know way more about sports than most people do.
My concern, though, Mike, is... not everybody has the same, like, constitution as you. And when you tell them that, it's probably going to break them down more than... like, I think you would handle it, and you could be like, you're right. But I don't think a lot of people are built like that. And so I don't know if maybe you should tell them that.
I feel like I want to have a conversation with these people and go, like, what's your goal in doing this? Because if their goal is, like, I just want to be a nice person and somewhat volunteer, I'd be like... it seems like that's what you're doing.
What about how many new voices are there in your head, though? Like, have you had any new voices
only
lately?
My voice.
Okay, all right. So,
but
just
I'm like,
yours.
Should I follow that voice or not? Because I've ticked off a lot of people with my voice.
The little Tolos are here to see us as well. Hey.
I like it.
This is a I need to ask for forgiveness from the 469. Tell Kevin I got here late because there still was traffic on 30. He needs to ask me for forgiveness for false information. I apologize for false information. Third, that bridge is a crapshoot, man.
You never know.
It was good for me. I guess I left earlier.
Yeah, but then you'll find a spot where you're like, you might as well give up on the rest of your day. Because you're going to be here.
You're stuck.
For,
just jump in the water and
for
swim.
Freaking
don't
ever.
Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
All right, Corey.
It's cold.
We got to go. But one more quick one for ESPN. Does ESPN deserve forgiveness? They're cutting down the end of the year credit roll. And so essentially they would run the names of like every single ESPN and ESPN TV employee that you like never see, never hear from. And they're like, oh, it takes too long. Even though they would just run it on the side of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, now we're only going to do it if you're here for like 10 years or 20 years or 25.
Dang.
And people are kind of pissed about it.
Well, because a lot of them they're going to fire within the next few weeks anyway, right? Because Stephen A. Smith's contract has got to be fulfilled. So
fair.
I think that's one of the big factors. Yes. No, I don't forgive them for it. They're a big company that does big company things, Kevin.
Okay. I like it. You know, earlier when Jerry Jones was like, hey, can you imagine if we are a company that didn't have any money? And I was like, yeah, kind of. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Did Thursday Night Football confirm your thoughts about the NFC hierarchy? Next on The Fan.
All right, before we do that, guys, let's...
About that Thursday Night Football game, I actually came away really impressed with the Packers as well. I know they ended up losing, and I know that's going to torpedo their shot to win the division, but it does kind of raise their where they stand in my eyes in terms of being a contender in the NFC.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They're one of those teams that you look at and you're like, they have all the assets that you need, strong quarterback play, and the ability to pull it off late. There's a lot of good qualities about what they do, for sure.
Mike, you said yes as well. You agree?
Yeah, I agree with you that the Lions, even though they're 12-1 because of their injuries, I think that they would be far above every team in the NFC. But I think that the Packers showed, yeah, the Lions will probably have home field, probably get the bye. Obviously, they got to hold off the Eagles and the Vikings.
Yeah.
I think they're very beatable. If you play a really good game, I think the Lions are beatable in the playoffs.
Did you agree with the fourth down call, obviously, where Jared Goff, like, tripped, still got the handoff up? Personally, I did, because they could have kicked the field goal there, but then they're still been in, I don't know, like a minute 40 or whatever. And it felt like Dan Campbell was like, look, we're missing a lot of damn people on defense. We're struggling. I'd rather leave it up to my offense than my defense to win the game. I know some people thought it was too risky, but like that's who Dan Campbell is as a coach.
Yeah, it was risky, but it was also the right play for that, like you just said, because they were able to pull it off. They were able to make it happen. The thing about it, though, is Dan Campbell looks at it going, we can get a damn inch. We can get this inch. That's all we need to get. And the shortest way to do it is to hand the ball off. Usually a sneak's probably a better option. McCarthy talked about that a little bit this morning. And it was like, you know, the sneak, there's a lot of different things there because of coverages and stuff like that. But, yeah, man, it was the right play, but I don't know if I'm doing it. I might just take the points. But you're totally right. Those bodies for the Lions are starting to fly off, and that's going to become a big problem for them whenever they're making calls like that, when they are usually, you know, when they might be a little conservative.
This actually made me a little bit more excited for the NFC playoffs, because, like, maybe the Packers, because I think the Eagles are there, the Lions are there. This moves the Packers to my more serious contender vein. AFC, there are plenty of teams that I want to see go at it and be able to beat each other up.
Yeah, they can. I mean, what they do so well is they go run the ball. They can put it up in the air. But, yeah, the ability to run the ball with Josh Jacobs is a huge factor for them.
All right, we're having a lot of technical issues. I think we're going to go and jump to break. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, how about we do some NFL overreaction reality live from Rockwall on 105.3 The Fan.